Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Menachais. Perik Yud, Mishnah Hei. Mishakarav Ha'aymer. Once they were makarav the Aymer in the Beis HaMikdash, on the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, Yoitzin, and the people would go out, and surprise, Umoitzin, they would find Shuk Yerushalayim, the marketplace of Yerushalayim, full of ready-made, well, in those days this was called ready-made. They didn't have packaged foods. Everyone had to buy flour and come home and bake it, but it was ready-made flour. Mole, the marketplace was full of kemach, flour, vikali, even oven-dried grain. And this was all from the new tefuah of that year. Now, there's no way they could have prepared this after the Omer. They were just makar of the carbon Omer. It takes time. So clearly, it was cut prior to the Omer, before they were makar of the carbon Omer. Says the Mishnah, this was shaloi b'rtzayin chachamim. Chazal were not very happy about this. What's wrong? As long as you don't eat it, does it say you can't cut? Actually, it does. But that's only from high-quality barley that would be roily oimer. From the crop that wouldn't be roy for the oimer anyway, you're allowed to cut it beforehand. So what's the problem? The problem is that if you're cutting and working with it, you may come to eat it, and you can't eat it before the makar of the carbon oimer. So therefore, Chazal were not happy about this. Divi Rabbi Meir, Zehalt Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, B'rtzayin chachamim haya oisem. This practice of cutting and preparing before the oimer was with the will of the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no gzeira that you may come to eat it as you're cutting it. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Batanur. Zok deheilige mishnah vayta mishakar of Omer. Once they were makar of the carbon Omer in the Beis HaMikdash on the 16th day of Nisan, huter hachadash miyad. It was mutter to eat the new crop of grain right away. You're not allowed to eat from the new tefuah until they're makar of the Omer. But once they're makar of the Omer, right away, the new tefuah is mutter. What does it mean, right away? As opposed to what? Well, you have to be makar of a carbon oila that comes along with the Omer. But you don't have to wait for that carbon oila in order to be able to eat from the new tefuah of Arachaikim, those who were far from Yerushalayim, and they didn't know exactly when the Omer was brought. So mutarim echatzoyseyayim alahalan, mutarim was mutter for them to eat the new tefuah from midday and on, but then they can assume that the Omer was brought. People in the Beis Hamikdash were quick to do mitzvahs. We'll see more about that toward the end of the Mishnah. Now, what happens today? Meshachar of Beis Hamikdash, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, there's no more carbon Omer. So what's matir the new tefuah? So min ha-Torah, when there is no possibility of being makar of a carbon Omer, because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately, for now, the new tefuah becomes mutter on the 16th of Nisan. When? In the morning. However, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. Sheheyoim hanef kulei aser. Literally, the day of waving, meaning to say the entire 16th of Nisan, the day the Omer was waved, when we did have a Beis HaMikdash, that entire day should be aser. And you're only permitted to eat from the new tefuah the next day. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, what do you mean Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana? V'lo min ha-Torah hu aser. It's aser min ha-Torah. Now, the Batanur explains as follows. There are two psukim. One pasuk says, ad etzem hayoyim hazeh. The Torah says you shouldn't eat the bread or the roasted kernels. Pasuk gives the whole list of what can't be eaten until this very day. That's mashma. The atzmai shel yoyim kulei aser. Ad v'ad b'chlal. Whenever it says until, there's always a question of until including that or until not including that. If your Rebbe says, okay, everyone until Shloimeh can walk out now to recess, does that include Shloimeh or does that not include Shloimeh? Is Shloimeh part of the second group that's going to recess or the first group? There's always a shayla of ad is ad v'ad b'chlal, that it includes Shloimeh or it's v'loy ad b'chlal. But when the pasuk uses this lashon, ad etzem hayoyim hazeh, it's mashma v'ad b'chlal. So the pasuk seems to be saying that the entire 16th is aser. On the other hand, the pasuk says, ad haviyachem is carbon alekechem. So it's mashma until you bring the carbon. Right after the carbon, it's mutter. So is it mutter right after the carbon, or is the entire day aser? The answer is, it depends. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's mutter right after the carbon. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then the entire day is aser. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha. You make it sound like, oh, Rabbi Yechonah Mezakeh made a takana. No, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't start eating the new tefillah from the morning. You have to wait the entire day. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'lemin ha-tayrahu aser. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ad etzem ha-yoyim hazeh. Until this day. And we understand that means ad v'ad bichlal. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, the entire 16th is aser min ha-tayrah. It's not a takana of Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai. Now the Mishnah doesn't answer, but the Gemara does. The Gemara explains when it says Hiskin, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, it doesn't mean he made a new takana. Like something that isn't awesome in a Torah at all, but the Rabbanon made a gzeira. He meant to say that people forgot how to understand the pasuk. So Darash v'Hiskin, he fixed it and said, no, let me explain it to you, said Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai. Without a Beis HaMikdash, the entire day is aser. That's one pshat in the Gemara. Another pshat in the Gemara is no. Ad etzem hayoyim hazeh could mean ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Until shloimi means until shloimi, not including shloimi. And really, min ha-toyda, if there is no Beis HaMikdash and we're not waiting for a carbon omer, as soon as it's morning, you could eat the new tefuah. But Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takana to wait out the entire day. Why would Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai make such a takana if it's mutter in the morning? Because there's no carbon omer, there's nothing to wait for. Why would he make a takana stamp to push it off another day? So the Gemara explains like this. Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai's concern was, oh, people will get used to eating the omer from the morning. But meheri yibana beis hamikdash, and they're going to say, well, last year we ate it in the morning. So why can't we eat it this year in the morning also? They're going to forget, no, now that there's a beis hamikdash, you have to wait for them to be makif the carbon omer. Remember where we learned about this? In Masechta Sukkah and Perek Lulav HaGazal. So Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai said, no. Chas v'sham, if I let you eat from the morning, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, you'll think it's mutter from the morning. You'll forget, then you have to wait for the carbon ha'omer. So let's make a takana, the whole day is aser. If you remember, we spoke out from the Svas Emes, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai did this with a cheshbon. Because after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the people were so depressed. They were saying, oh no, gal is forever. Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai said, chas v'sham, no gal is forever. You see, I can't even let you eat from the morning because but next thing the Beis HaMikdash could be standing. Now the Mishnah concludes. Okay, let's go back to the times where we do have a Beis HaMikdash. You said those that are far away from Yerushalayim, they could eat the new grain from Chatzais and on. Well, how do you know they were Makar of the Omer already? The answer is in Neshehen Yoidin. Because Chazal knew. She'ein Bezdin Misatzlin Boy. Bezdin has no Atzlus over here. Atzlus means to be lazy. Even though they didn't have clear information, but they can well assume that by Chatzais, they were makri of the carbon oimer already. Okay, so our Mishnah told us, Perek Yud Mishnah Hey, as soon as they were makri of the oimer, the flour was already processed. According to Remeya, that was Shaloi Bertzayin Chachamim. It would have been better that they don't cut it before the oimer because you may come to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says it was Bertzayin Chachamim. He's not concerned that they're going to come to eat it before the time. You may remember the sugya from the Masechtas Pesachim. There's a similar machlokes in regard to chametz. Can you search for chametz after chametz is already aser? Am I concerned you're going to come to eat it or not? So the Gemara compares the two sugyas. There the Gemara says, being that your mindset is to destroy it, you won't forget and come to eat it. But the Gemara does compare the two sugyas. So when you learn Pesachim, it'll be good for you to chazer this Mishnah. After the Beis Mishnah was destroyed, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takana that the entire 16th day of Nisan should be aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean a takana? Saw him in a Torah the entire day. The pasuk says ad etzem hayayim hazeh. We said there's a steer in the psukim. One pasuk says ad etzem hayayim hazeh. That's mashma. The entire 16th of Nisan is aser. Can't eat the new tefuah yet. Another pasuk says until you're makar of the carbon omer. We answered the steer. We explained the steer by saying when there's a Beis HaMikdash and you're makar of the carbon omer, it's mutter after you makar of the carbon. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's aser the entire day. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takana? So we said two tirutzim. One teretz is, takana doesn't mean he enacted a new drabana. No, he just was misaken the fact that, remember, you can't eat it. And some say, no, min ha-toira, it is mutter from the morning if there's no carbon. Ad etzem ha-yayim hazeh is ad v'loy ad bechlal. Remember our mashal? Until shloimi, not including shloimi. Shloimi goes out with the second shift. Ad etzem ha-yayim hazeh really means until the morning. If there's no omer, it's mutter on the morning of the 16th of Nisan. But Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai said, we're soon going to build up the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to think it's mutter from the morning. You're going to remember you did that last year. So we have to make a takana that the entire day is aser. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, why is it during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, I can assume that by Chatzos there were makriv of the carbon aimer? That's because one thing you can be sure is that the Kohanim were not lazy. They did the mitzvah as soon as they can.